Welcome to High Desert Dialogue, your community affairs program heard on great High Desert radio stations like Y102, Cat Country 100.7, 106.5 The Fox, Dog 960, and HD 96.3. Now, here's your host for High Desert Dialogue, Roxanne Scafidi.
Hi, it's Roxanne Scafidi for High Desert Dialogue. We present to you a special Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders program.
I'm a leader, I'm extraordinary. The lie can get you down sometimes, it seems. I'll never let it take away my dream.
Hi, this is Regina Weatherspoon Bell. Welcome to our special Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders program featuring some extraordinary people. Thank you for joining us. I'm very excited. This morning's guest is someone who is celebrating 40 years in the entertainment industry. She's an actress, a producer, a director, a writer, and recently has added author to that list. She's also a very dear and personal friend of mine, and I want to welcome to the show this morning actress extraordinaire Miss Kim Fields. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is a celebration. We as DVL are celebrating 10 years of service to the High Desert community. You are not a stranger to the High Desert. We like to think of it as the second home for you. But today, I kind of want to talk to you about a milestone in your own life. You have been in the industry for 40 years now?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what that feels like. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I think for anybody that has been doing what they do, and especially what they love to do, for a stretch of time, you start reflecting. You know, you start looking at what do you want to do differently? You know, how do you go to the next level or next set of levels? And so that's been a lot of it for me, even leading up to and ramping up to celebrating 40 years, doing things that I hadn't done before, going into uncharted waters, because that to me keeps the fire going, that keeps the creative juices flowing. It helps to keep me wanting to do more, you know, as opposed to it being mundane, playing the same character for 40 years or doing the same exact thing over and over. Yes, there's something very comforting about routine, but at the same time, I'm a firm believer that we grow when we allow ourselves to be challenged and venture out a bit, out of our comfort zone. And to me, that's anything. If you're turning 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, if you've been working in your career for a long stretch of time, try, you know, a little something different, or try something on the side, even a side passion or business, or, you know, something like that, that still helps to motivate getting up out of the bed, putting one foot in front of the other. So for me, doing things like Dancing with the Stars or Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm now starring in a British comedy, you know, doing different things so that I'm not getting stale, you know, in my craft.
Right. And I was going to bring all of those things up because, of course, you are an fixture pop, as a pop icon in television, you know.
Thank you.
With the two hit shows, of course, Facts of Life, and then, of course, Living Single, which was just groundbreaking for, it was groundbreaking for TV in a number of ways in terms of, you know, ensemble pieces, right, of young folks.
Absolutely.
And exploring that culture, and also for us as African Americans, you know, just pivotal. And those are iconic pieces of Americana, right? But you were talking about, as you look back on this career, the new things that you have tried. And one of the things I find interesting is this whole Living the Dream, which is a British comedy. Can you share with us a little bit about how you even got involved in that?
Sure. So my manager is actually sent over an email and a call saying, listen, they're casting this British comedy, but it's filming here in the States, and there's a role that we think you'd be great for, and we want to submit you. And the producers were familiar with my work primarily from Real Housewives of Atlanta. So they were more so familiar with my persona. Because at that time, season 8 of Real Housewives was just hitting the UK. And so we sent them over, you know, my reel so they could be, you know, far more familiar with my acting. And then they wanted to see what I would do with the character. And so I met with them and they loved what I did and offered me the role.
Wow. What may not be commonly known about you is that you happen to be a producer, a director, a writer, in addition to being a tremendous actress. And I think that you're kind of, for me, one of our uncovered treasures in terms of, because you're known for the comedy. And you definitely are gifted in that genre. But I've had the privilege throughout the years of knowing you, working with you, and being family with you, of course, to see some of the other works you have done. And you hold your own dramatically. And I'm not sure that the general public here knows that about you. So I'm going to put a plug in and say anytime you get an opportunity to see Kim Fields in any dramatic role, that's something you don't want to miss, because I think it'll be eye-opening and it shows a whole nother layer that you have. But my point really was, in saying all of that, was getting to the fact that recently you released a book.
Yes.
And it is a biography, right? An autobiography.
Yes. My autobiography was released November 14th of 2017. And just to piggyback what you were saying, Regina, in terms of my dramatic work, in September, I was fortunate to star in a faith-friendly movie called A Question of Faith, which is now available in all of your home entertainment platforms, and by next week will be available on DVD as well and Blu-ray.
Right, and I think that we're planning to do something, not to give it away, but I think we're planning to do something here in the High Desert with you around that film and also your book. So we'll be talking about that as well, for the public to come out and have an opportunity to see you and support you. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, because I really want to give you an opportunity to talk about the book. The book is called A Blessed Life. Why that title?
Mm-hmm. My amazing ghostwriter, Todd Gold, came up with the title Blessed Life. We were pretty much through the entire writing process, and he said, I think it should be called Blessed Life because, you know, with all of the stories and all of the life lessons and pop culture memories, and how important and what a cornerstone my faith is, he said it really does feel like that's, you know, what you believe you are living and what you inspire and empower people to tap into for their own lives is that they are blessed and can be a blessing to others. And so that's why, and I said, okay.
Sounds good, right?
Life it is.
And I think something that people may not know about you is you graduated from Pepperdine University.
I did.
You double majored in broadcast journalism and TV film production, but you also minored in religion, right?
Yes, I did.
And so not only religion, but spirituality has been just a consistent and staple tenet in your life. Do you think that's a fair statement?
Very much so. Very much so.
So it was not a surprise to me when the book was called, of course, Blessed Life. What can the readers expect to uncover?
Well, I think the main thing is that people I've always felt like, and especially in recent time, that people don't regard me really as a stranger because they have seen me literally grow up before their eyes. You know, I've been in the public eye and working, thank God, since I was 7 years old, starting with the Miss Butterworth syrup commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and playing roles like Tootie and Regine, people feel like they really know me. And because I've been in the media, you know, for such a long time. And yet I'm a very private person. Mm-hmm. And so being able to share, you know, pardon the Facts of Life theme song pun, but the good and the bad, because you do take the good and you take the bad. And so you basically have this sense of kind of pulling the veil back a bit on some things that, you know, things like my divorce and my first marriage, mm-hmm. things like going through not one but two miscarriages,
mm-hmm.
Life lessons that my mother has, you know, taught me along the way in my career and in my walk growing into my womanhood. So mm-hmm. I feel like there were some things that we've all been through similarly, and yet being able to see and celebrate even the difference in our details.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to the other side of those lessons, the good ones, the bad ones, the experiences where the highs are super high and the lows are super low, that we all have a lot of things in common, you know, and just how we deal with them may be different. So I feel like people walk away feeling, and people have been fantastic with their responses to the book on all of my social media platforms, mm-hmm. where they're saying, first of all, that they can't put it down. It's a page turner. They started reading and finished it in a day. And, you know, people have read it now 2 and 3 times.
Right.
And several people have commented that they've gotten to know me better, but also themselves better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, some of the wisdom that I have gained from, you know, people in my life who are a part of my journey over the decades, sharing that so that, you know, why hoard that?
Mm-hmm.
And so sharing that. But also, again, the pop culture memories, you know, people are really enjoying, oh, I remember that show. Oh, my gosh, I remember when that happened. You know, that sort of thing. And not just from an entertainment standpoint, but certain things that have, you know, that are milestones in our culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, in our lives, from politics to things on television and in movies, hairstyles. I mean, all sorts of things that just are part of the fabric of our lives.
Right.
This program has been made possible by the generous support of Shear Realty, exceeding expectations for over 37 years. Please join us on Saturday, February 3rd at 1 p.m. at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center for our 10th annual celebration of the Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders Project and Tribute Awards, honoring 12 outstanding individuals in our High Desert community. Our mistress of ceremonies is actress Kim Fields. This event is free to the public. For more information about this event and the DVL Project, visit us online at dvlproject.com and follow us on Facebook. Along
sure.
those lines, I want to kind of move into Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders Project, because we are celebrating 10 years of service mm-hmm. here in the High Desert community, and you have mm-hmm. been with us every step
yes.
of the way, which is just wonderful for me to have had you invest in us for all of mm-hmm. these years, support us in the way that you have by in a number of ways. I mean, you give of your time, you mm-hmm. lend your name, you know, you show up, and you are going to mm-hmm. show up and be
yes.
a part of our DVL Tribute Awards this year on February
mm-hmm.
3rd. You also have been recognized as a DVL icon honoree. Can you share with that history that you have with DVL what that really means to you?
Well, on a very personal note, it means that my beloved sister, you, has done a tremendous work in your community, and I've watched you grow this brand, and that means so much to me, and to be asked to be a part of the growth process is something that I'm very honored, you know, to be a part of. So on a personal note, it means a lot that you have, you know, seen this through year after year to pour into others and to strengthen a community and to grow a community in a really positive way. So that's first and foremost. Separating myself personally, it's extraordinary because we have to keep grooming and growing and developing and identifying dreamers and leaders and visionaries, and recognizing that they're not all necessarily one and the same. Those labels, those titles are not necessarily interchangeable. And recognizing that, but overall, I'm very grateful for the brand and the work that it has done and continues to do, and certainly, you know, humbled by being recognized by it as well as an icon.
Well, I think without a doubt, you for me are a dreamer, you are a visionary, and you are a leader. But most importantly, what I've seen over the years is that you are a full-bodied woman who is real about where she has been, where she is, and where you are going. And I appreciate that so much in you. I have had the opportunity to maybe have more of an inside view of that than the average individual, and I count it a blessing because you inspire. You motivate, you encourage, you uplift, and most importantly, you share with your collateral. So it's not just, I can give you a few words, but you show up. And you don't just show up for me, or you don't just show up for a DVL, but you show up for many. And there's a lot of people that are in your position that don't necessarily use their collateral in that way. So I think we have to give credit where credit is due, give honor where honor is due. And so I'm taking this moment to publicly say to you, thank you for all of the years, not just the years that you have supported DVL, but for all of the years that you have supported me, those who I love, those who are in my circle, to uplift and encourage. And I know that you continue to do that on a very broad scale. So on behalf of DVL, and the High Desert community, who is excited to have you come back home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any last parting words of wisdom or anything you would like to share before we end this?
Yeah. Well, you know, timing-wise, I'm excited about, and thank you for everything that you just said, by the way. I appreciate it. I don't take compliments lightly. I don't always know how to take them, but I appreciate them immensely. So thank you for all of your words. But, you know, with the timing of the 10-year celebration for you guys and this brand and us kicking off a new year, I know for me personally, looking at how we go to the next level, you know, and 10 years is a bit of a milestone, just like a celebration of 40 years, like for me. And so, you know, I would just want to encourage everyone, whatever, you know, you may be celebrating a year of sobriety. You may be celebrating 5 years at your job. You might be celebrating 2 years of homeschooling or, you know, 35 years at the gig, but you know it might not be your career. It's just been your bread and butter. Whatever it may be, you might be in a season of next levelness and really looking at what's next. And I, you know, for me being able to broaden my horizons, look into other industries. You know, right now, I stepped away from a meeting that I'm having with some people to, at the top of the year, go into a new industry and bring that to my fan base. And, you know, so much of that is really learning a new craft, which sometimes we're deathly afraid of learning something new. And when I tell you guys, when I did Dancing with the Stars back in 2016,
yes,
I learning something new was the order of the day, and at the highest level of mastering that, and it was exhilarating. Sometimes we don't want to look foolish or silly, and you've got to put those things aside in the name of you're bettering yourself. You're taking yourself to the next level for whatever, in whatever that may be. So I just felt like I wanted to share that because that's something that, you know, yes, after 40 years of doing something, I'm not putting this down to move move into something in place of it. No. I'm still, you know, doing what I do as a content provider, as an actress, as a performer. But there are some other areas that I'm now moving into in the name of, hey, let's take it to the next level.
Yes. So the message is, let's take it to the next level.
Well, and put your fear aside when you do or when you get ready to, you know, because fear is a shackle.
Yes.
And you certainly can get in your own way or allow other people in your mind to get into your way and breed a great deal of fear because you're either afraid of success, afraid of trying something new, afraid of the steps that you may have to take. You may have that spirit of, I want to go to the next level, but the steps that you have to take to get there may not be what you envisioned or what you want.
Right, which often it isn't.
And that stops you before you get out the gate. Sure, exactly. Put all that aside and just go.
Yes, well, Ms. Fields, I want to thank you for spending this time with us, for sharing with our listeners.
Thank you.
I want to congratulate you on a 40-year-plus career and your ability to keep going, keep building, keep moving forward. And we wish you all the best, all the success, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you guys up there. Woohoo!
This program has been made possible by the generous support of Shear Realty, exceeding expectations for over 37 years. Please join us on Saturday, February 3rd at 1 p.m. at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center for our 10th annual celebration of the Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders Project and Tribute Awards, honoring 12 outstanding individuals in our High Desert community. Our mistress of ceremonies is actress Kim Fields. This event is free to the public. For more information about this event and the DVL Project, visit us online at dvlproject.com and follow us on Facebook. Join us next week at 6 a.m. on this station for an insightful interview with Katrina Adams, the CEO and President of the United States Tennis Association. You won't want to miss this one. Remember, be kind to yourself and others. Be the change you want to see.
I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I'm a leader. I'm extraordinary. Can get you down sometimes, it seems. I'll never let it take away my dreams.
I'm never letting it take away my dreams. Can get you down sometimes, it seems. I'll never let it take away my dream. No pessimist can buy me with discouraging attempts. Distractions can't blind me. Don't let nothing hold me back. I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I'm a leader. I'm extraordinary. Can get you down sometimes, it seems. I'll never let it take away my dreams. I'm a dreamer, I'm a visionary, I'm a leader, I'm extraordinary. The light can get you down sometimes, it seems. I'll never let it take away my dreams. I can get you down sometimes, it seems. I'll never let it take away my dream.
You have been listening to High Desert Dialogue, a public service program of El Dorado Broadcasters. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions for High Desert Dialogue, email us at vvpsa@edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer serving the greater High Desert area on great stations like Y102, Cat Country 100.7, 106.5 The Fox, Talk 960, and HD 96.3. Join us again next weekend at the same time for High Desert Dialogue.